Hockey talk. Hockey talk. Hockey talk.
In the movies, they always go out and find a kid who's really good to join the team.
Hey, that's right. We need a ringer.
We need a Canadian.
We've seen Fourier on skates before, so all of the talk is nonsense.
They're dinosaurs. They know how to, like, survive.
I got to shout out Razor. That donut's for him.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of my way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
All right, so Fourier and Wiggy and the guy who joins the show occasionally, Hunter Henry, they're all part of the Tight End Society. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the leader of the New England chapter of the Goaltenders Society of America, our guy from Nesson and WEEI, Andrew Razor Raycroft. Razor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm great. Thanks.
Oh, missed my boy Razor.
Oh, here we go.
I missed him. I missed the little chats. I know you digressed it too. He knows I'm more smitten with you than he is. I miss my talks. It's like a good bedtime story when Razor comes on the show.
Oh, there you go.
And Razor, real quickly though, were you obsessed with Alanis Morissette, as a kid, and when she did the national anthem, she did the Canadian national anthem.
Where did that come from last
night? Well,
I mean,
they're both Canadians.
No, but still.
I figure, everyone from Canada was probably obsessed with Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, Alanis was a huge deal, of course. She used to, a little bit before me, but she used to sing the national anthem at one of the junior teams that I played against in Ottawa. So she was... She was a star early, but of course, when she hit it big with Ironic, and then, yeah, I saw her at Boston Calling last year. And excited to see her sing the anthem last night, too, of course.
It's pretty good, too.
Yeah, that was
she still looks
good.
Hot.
Good. She's good. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. She's no Christine McLean. Only Canadians get that one from You Can't Do That on Television, but be that as it may. Razor, Linus is gone now. What do you make of the deal? I'm a little confused on some of this. It feels like it feels like the best deal they could do on a market that maybe we all misread. Where do you land on the trade of Linus?
No, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it close to after the season that. The goalie market you're not getting a first overall pick for a goaltender. The trade market for goaltending is just different. There's a lot of guys that can play goal, and it has to be a right fit, and it has to be a perfect fit. And Jacob Markstrom went last week to the New Jersey Devils. He has an extra year on his contract, has a little bit more security, and essentially with the same deal that this just happened, and I would consider them both kind of on the same par. So I think, listen, I'm seeing a little bit of it on social media. I flipped it on this morning, and everyone's complaining about it, and why didn't they get a top 10 pick? These people, if you thought you were going to get a top 10 pick for Linus Ullmark, a guy who played 40 games last season, didn't play any games in a playoff run, basically, you're really reaching. And if you're upset about it, that's kind of your own fault for setting expectations not in the proper place. So at the end of the day, the Bruins needed to move on from Linus Ullmark. You couldn't have it roll back this way. It had run its course. Jeremy Swayman took over the job. Linus needed to go play somewhere else. And they found a way to do that, open up some cap space. They got a backup goaltender now. They got a veteran guy who was and has been really good in this league to help Swayman and keep that tandem going. And they got a guy up front that's big and strong and who's fought the toughest guys in the National Hockey League. So all the people that complain, want more physicality, well, the Bruins got some of that in this deal as well.
So you like this deal? You think it's a win for the Bruins?
It's a win for me because you had to trade Linus Ullmark. It just wasn't going to work to have him come back. And the longer the deal doesn't get done, the less places there are for Linus to go, the harder it is. So yeah, I think this is a good start. There's a long way to go here, right, guys? They have $24 million in cap space over the next week to spend on players, and there's a lot of guys out there. So I like the start. This opens up free agency. It gets the biggest question mark off the table for the Bruins, and now they can really work the phones and get on the agents and get some players.
Andrew Razor Raycroft with Gresham Fourier. Do you think Korpisalo is here, or is he destined to either be flipped or bought out?
I'm not 100% sure on any of that yet. By the way, Razor,
that's why I kind of couched my initial question, because that's where I'm kind of torn as well. They brought back a goalie with a lot of term, and you're thinking, okay, maybe you're trying to free some money up in other spots. It's still kind of a high-end backup. But you're right, the door is kind of open. Like, that's the one where I got the mixed messaging. Like, are they pot committed to spending $10 million on goalies every year to get through the regular season? Or will there be kind of a bit of a shift in that spot in terms of the spending?
No, you have to spend that. And don't forget, the cap's going to continually go up, right? Like, the cap's going to go up a lot here. Knock on wood, no pandemics. It's going to start to go. We just got through all of that. The NHL got through it. You're going to see it's 87, 88 this year. It'll be 100 real quick. And before we know it, those $8 million deals or the $10 million on goaltender is going to move and shift. So the other thing, okay, so the Ottawa Senators retained $1 million of the $4 million. So they're paying $3 million to Corpus Al. They were going to sign a goalie, guys, for at least $2 million. Like, you needed another guy. I know they've signed Brandon Bussey. He's been in the minor. He's never played a National Hockey League game. You don't know what he is. If you're a playoff team, you don't go into the season with Jeremy Swayman and Brandon Bussey and no one else. So they were going to sign another guy for $2 million anyways, $2.5 million, because the backup goalies are so valuable, so important. And now you've got Corpus Allo, who's been a starter, at $3 million. And if they think that he's talented enough and they think that he can work his game back to a place and have the structure that the Bruins have around him, they didn't take on a lot of salary, because I think people might have underestimated again that they were going to go out and spend $2 million at least on a backup goaltender.
Yeah, see, I think the fact that he has that Vezina attached to him, I think leads people to believe like that he's more valuable than he really is.
Linus,
that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the trophy's nice and amazing. The All-Star game last year, the 40 wins of it. Like, the season was incredible a year and a half ago, but that was a year and a half ago. And the reality is, listen, there was a lot of talk, and we heard it even just last season, they were trying to trade Linus Ullmark after the regular season, right? Like, we've heard this now for a year, the trade deadline. So, again, it had ran its course, and I understand the Vezina trophy, but I don't think that really registered with the teams that wanted or didn't want Linus. It was about, you know, what he's done over the last 12 months, which is really good and play really well. But the Bruins didn't have as much leverage, I don't think, on this as what was the perception with some people.
Razor, when you look at Corpus Allo, a lot of people are bringing up the numbers. That's in front of the Ottawa defense, and I think people do need to kind of understand that. But what's the fine line of having a better defense in front of you making you a better goalie versus does this guy play in front of this defense and some of the same problems still kind of pop up? Help me sort of land how Corpus Allo kind of fits with not only with what the Bruins do, but is there game in him that a better defense will help bring out?
From my opinion, yes, no question. He's uber talented. He has had success. And I mean, he made 75 saves in a playoff game against the Tampa Bay Lightning a couple years ago. Like, he has done good things in this league. He has a lot of pedigree. He went to an Ottawa team last year. They stink. Like, they're really, really bad last season. They're really bad defensively. They fired everybody twice. They brought in my buddy Travis Green. Like, they're really
man.
Like, so you want to go and look at the numbers. Okay. Like, I can't, if that's the argument, yeah, the numbers look really bad and you can use them in that situation, but you could also look over the last 20 years of Bruins goaltending. No goalie has ever had numbers like that. So I would say that the law of averages are with the fact that he's going to be able to grow his game with this team, with this organization, with the way they play in front of them, and with goalie Bob, if he is staying. And don't forget, too, guys, like, last season he went in and he was, like, the only guy in Ottawa. He had to play all the games. He had to give up five, and then he had to go in the next night. This is Jeremy Swayman's team. Like, this is Jeremy Swayman's team, and he is going to be the Jaro Halak to Tuukka Rask, or the Tuukka Rask to Tim Thomas. Like, So, you know, he's not going to have to play 50 games, and he's not going to have to get beat up. So I think that, you know, it's a little I can't defend the numbers, but I'm not relying on the numbers expecting, you know, even half that bad next season. I think he can get better.
Whoa, you kind of buried something in that answer. Is goalie Bob maybe going to leave here? Do we have a situation with goalie Bob?
Oh, I don't think so. No, I think goalie Bob gets to stay as long as he has to.
All right,
then. I think goalie Bob has a very keen eye. Listen, they've done, let's go all the way back, right? Let's go Linus Allmark. Remember, if we could go back to the day Linus Allmark signed, there was outrage. Outrage, like, oh, why are they getting this guy? He was in Buffalo. He's young. He doesn't know. What are we doing? Just go with Swayman and Rask. What's going on? It worked out pretty well. Jaro Halak. Go all the way back through Anton Hudobin. The Bruins and Bob Asenza have done a great job finding backup goaltenders, or finding 1A or 1B goaltenders, however you want to put it. And I think this is another situation where they had to take something back to get a first-round pick, to get a kid who can fight and be on the bottom six, and get rid of Linus Allmark. They had to, because don't forget, guys, too, the other thing with this is Linus did not sign an extension.
Yep.
And that makes him less valuable as well. If he did not want to sign an extension in Ottawa, he's essentially a rental player for the Ottawa Senators. And the Bruins were able to get a first, a goaltender who's playing the NHL, and a depth forward for that rental player.
Hmm. Well, that's Andrew Raycroft. That was a great answer, but we got to play a quick game with you real quick, Razor, before we let you go.
Oh,
it's been a while.
Oh, boy.
So, Razor.
By the way, Razor, I know nothing about this, so
it's
better
that way.
I'm going to push away from the microphone here.
Before the game, Gresh, are you making sure this guy's drinking a lot of water, staying hydrated?
Oh,
like, where are we at?
Kidney stone. He's got jokes.
Yeah, he's like the dog with the small bladder now. It's got to go outside. Yeah. Every hour, because he's waiting to flush
it.
Oh yeah, he's waiting. And whenever he flushes it, you know we're gonna know. It's gonna hurt way worse than he thinks.
You think
it's gone?
I have zero pain. If it's in there,
well, you're all hopped up on painkillers.
No, I stopped taking them.
Taking the painkillers.
Are you completely over it? Like, you're not nervous at all?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's the random chance that it possibly could be like hibernating somewhere in my bladder that will like surprise. I'm back, baby. that one too. I wonder what color it is. Are you ready? You ready for this question? I gotta throw this out at you.
He's
all right,
half
so
ready.
So last night, obviously, Stanley Cup was won by the Florida Panthers, but Connor McDavid won the Conn Smythe Trophy, and I'm curious if you think it's a big deal that the winner of the Conn Smythe Trophy was a guy that didn't actually win the Stanley Cup. He was on the losing team, Razor.
Yeah, I've wavered back and forth. I think Connor McDavid was definitely the best player throughout these playoffs. Like, it was ridiculous what he was doing. To get 4 points in back-to-back games in the finals is nuts. But I also, unfortunately, the precedent has been set where losing players have won the Conn Smythe, but I think it probably should always go to the winning team, even if the guy did a little bit less. I think Bobrovsky would have won had he not struggled the last three games. So, listen, he's the greatest player in the world. He was the best player in the playoffs, so to take the definition of the trophy, it's right. I think it's different when a losing guy wins.
Yeah, it's like, so they announce his name. He's not even on the ice. They're booing Gary Bettman. he responds to it. He doesn't even give a crap, which I totally understand. Like, at that point in time, game seven, you could give two craps about some stupid MVP trophy. So
yeah,
I'm saying it's a no big deal for you.
Yeah, for McDavid not going out there, no. The last thing he's going to do is get up in the middle of the room with all of his buddies crying and heartbroken, get up and go out and get an award and bring that award back into the room. Like, that's, and again, that's part of the nuance to giving it to a not, you know, maybe not wanting to give it to a losing guy just because of that. Like, that alone, just that awkwardness, is maybe the reason not to ever give it to a losing team guy again.
I want to say they've done it 8 times in the past, and I feel like that's a problem. It should only go to the team that won. Like, you can't give it to the loser if he was that good, he would have helped his team win. Bam. No big deal.
Yeah, and all the other times it was goalies, too. Like, there was only one other time it was a player. It was Reggie Leach in the 70s who won it as a player. So this was only the second time. And you can understand, like, how goalies get their teams far. But, yeah, I think maybe going forward after this one, now that McDavid's got his Conn Smythe, the best player that they moved in. It won't be for a long time, I guess, for you. That's the good news. It won't happen again for a long time.
Well, and now it might be a long time before we talk to our guy Andrew Raycroft.
Because oh, no, he'll
now
be back.
Now it's the draft.
He'll be back.
Oh.
Free agency next week.
Yeah, what are we doing? What are you why trying to push him away? Why are you trying to push him away?
Let me tell you, the Fourier free agent primer is something I'm waiting for.
I call my friend. I say, hey, tell me about the free agency and this thing called hockey.
He'll have his homework done this weekend.
You mean he'll call you is really what it means.
Correct.
Then. Yeah, there you go.
We all got friends in the business.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Razor. Thank you, man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Hit him straight.
Awesome. Thanks, gang.